Rome's chief rabbi Riccardo Di Segni joins Catholic bishops and others at the Pontifical Lateran University on Thursday to mark the annual day of Jewish-Catholic dialogue. Held every year just ahead of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, this initiative is celebrated in a number of European countries as a moment to reflect on the Jewish roots of our Christian faith. 3 years ago on this same date, January the 17th, Pope Benedict made a historic visit to Rome's synagogue, following in the footsteps of his predecessor John Paul II, who first described the Jewish people as our elder brothers and sisters in the faith. Father Norbert Hoffmann is secretary of the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews. He told me more about the origins of this annual observance and about the current state of Jewish-Catholic dialogue.
This Day of Judaism, or Day dedicated to Judaism, was introduced more than 20 years ago in Italy. Then it was introduced in Austria, in Poland, and recently in the Netherlands and also in Switzerland. And therefore, this initiative is not so well known in the English-speaking countries.
Why is that? Could it be better known?
Of course, our commission, are encouraging the bishops' conferences to introduce this day dedicated to Judaism. For example, we had a plenary session in the end of October here in Rome, and we encouraged the delegates of the bishops' conference to discuss this proposal, and currently they are discussing this proposal.
And what is the likelihood that such a day will be introduced, do you think?
We leave it to the single bishops' conferences to decide if a day, a remembrance day like that, can be introduced. For example, the delegate of the United States told us that it would be difficult in the United States because otherwise you have to also to introduce a day for the dialogue with the Muslims or with the other churches or with the Protestants, with the Baptists and so on.
What kind of initiatives are taking place around this theme in the countries that do mark this day, then?
For example, here in Rome, on the 17th of January, the chief rabbi of Rome goes to the Lateran University and they have an event. They are speaking this year about the Ten Commandments, especially about the Sixth Commandment.
This January 17th also marks the third anniversary, doesn't it, of Pope Benedict's visit to the synagogue and to Rome's Jewish community.
Yeah.
How important is a really high-profile gesture like that, do you think, in this ongoing dialogue process?
No, this gesture was very important for the Jewish-Catholic dialogue. You know that John Paul II, the 13th, of April 1986 went first to the synagogue, and now Benedict went to the synagogue. So it becomes, let's say, a common matter for the popes to go to the synagogue. And Ratzinger, or Benedict XVI, he chose the 17th of January because it's a day dedicated to Judaism in Italy. And this gesture is very important.
How would you characterize the state of relations today? We always hear a lot about the high-profile controversies. Is it true that no news is good news in the dialogue?
I think that only bad news is news, and good news often is no news. But we have a lot of good news to spread in the Jewish Catholic dialogue. For example, we are now trying to organize the 50th anniversary of Nostra Aetate together. There are a lot of initiatives. For example, a lot of Jewish groups are coming to see the Pope here in Rome. Or we are organizing a big conference now in Madrid in October. And Jewish Russians come to see the Pope in March. So there are a lot of initiatives, a lot of good news.
This 50th anniversary of Nostra Aetate will be marked in 2 years' time, won't it, in October 2015. Is this going to be a very high-profile event here in the Vatican?
Of course, we are trying to organise really a big event. And we started already now, but of course, together with our Jewish partners, we have to think about what's really going on, what makes sense to organise.
Thanks there to Father Norbert Hoffmann, Secretary of the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews.